Okay, this is called The Song of the Sower. If a tale of woe you wish to hear, lean towards the south your shell-like ear. Just listen close, let quiet reign. Mayhap this song will ease my pain, but damned if I believe it. Radio says warm and clear. Paper says that spring is near. Says take the woolens off your toes and take your coat sleeve off your nose, but I ain't gonna do it. I'm building boats and cutting ice, and I jam my toes and froze 'em twice. The north winds blow me where they please, my eyebrows froze and joined a breeze, and am I aggravated? My brain's congealed inside my head, and the thing froze up beneath my bed. The snow piles up around the door, and all the while the blizzards roar, and still you ain't heard nothing. This cold is driving me to drink. It froze the sewer and the sink. Now every time I take a pill, I run outdoors and down the hill. Hooray for Sears and Roebuck. The bathroom door is open wide, and the throne of dreams is still inside, but from its base no sewer goes. Last Friday night the cesspool froze. I'm going on a diet. The set tub leans against the wall, and down the pipe no bubbles fall. I cannot scrub my BVDs, or why do sewers have to freeze, especially in winter? The little house with sagging door is never vacant any more, but the faded pictures on the wall don't hold no charms for me at all in the last of January. I used to sit and hang my feet and carve initials on the seat, but days like these it ain't no fun. I swiftly grab my pants and run back up to the fire. The wind blows up with such a gale, I freeze my round, exquisite tail. I'd rather pay a pound of gold and have that end of me get cold. It's really quite annoying. And that sewer pipe, it's buried down beneath 4 feet of frozen ground. I'll have to dig it up, I guess. There's nothing else to do unless I live on cheese and crackers. Now, when fishing, I remember how we'd down our pants and o'er the bow. We shivered on those frozen stays, but it's got chick sails beat 7 ways. I think I'll build a schooner. Now, a catalogue, you'd surely think, is heavy paper and would sink. But when these breezes fetch a squall, it flitters round from wall to wall, and it's awful hard to catch it. And I ploughed the fields twixt here and there, and the wind has blown the furrows bare. If I run at night on new ploughed ground, I sure as hell will tumble down, and that might be disastrous. Now when you sit and hear the storm in your bathroom snug and warm, just place your elbows on your knees and thank the Lord your stern don't freeze. Excuse me, but I'm jealous.